This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Ha'avon. We're continuing in Daf Hashavua Masech Yevamos, Daf Kuf Yud Chesam Beis, home stretch of Ha'isha Shalom, the woman of peace. Okay, we Daf Kuf Yud Chesam Beis says the Holy Mishnah, Kidesh Achas Mechamesh Nashim. Somebody married one of five women, but he was so orangutan and Yevamis or whatever other Masech that he was learning. He doesn't know one from the other. He says it's like he's picking out an esrog. You know, he's trying to be mekayim mitzvah, but it's not like he could tell the difference. So and now kolachas soimeres soisikidesh. Each one says, "You married me. You married me." So noisin get lo kolachas viachas. He has to give a get to each one. Rashi says there's another eitzah. The other eitzah is he could just marry all of them. But it's not, you know, how he can't afford it. But if he wants, so he could do that. So each one says, "You married me." Noisin get l'chalachas v'yachas. He gives a get to each one. U'meniach k'suba b'neim u'mistalek. He puts the k'suba down between them, and he departs, and he says, "You guys fight over the 200 zuz. Not my problem. I owe 200 zuz. So here it is. You each say it's yours. So fight it out. Leave me alone." Divrei Reb Tarfon. That is the opinion of Reb Tarfon. So Reb Tarfon says that you give a get to all of them because you might be married to Sarah, to Rivka, to Rachel, to Leah, to Bilah. However, in terms of the ksuba, you have one obligation, so put it down and you walk away. Reb Kiva Omer, Ein zu darach moitzi midei aveira. This is not extricating yourself from sin. Basically, you're not covering all your bases here. Ad sheyitein get a ksuba l'chalachas v'achas. You have to give it a divorce and a kesuba to each and every one. Okay? That's the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is, he likes to cover all bases. Reb Tarfon says, "Look, I have one responsibility. I'll execute that responsibility, and it's your problem, not my problem." Rabbi Kiva says, "No, it's your problem." By the way, everyone agrees that in Reb Tarfon, if you want to be Yotzei Midei Shamayim, you got to give a kesuba to everyone. But Reb Tarfon holds, to be Yoytze Bidei Adam, I only have to put out one. Rabbi Kiva says, even to be Yoytze Bidei Adam, you got to give to all of them. Okay. The Mishnah continues. Gazal Echad Mechamisha Ben Yedem Eze Gazal. You stole from one of five people. You don't know from who? Kol Echad Oimer Oisi Gazal. Each one says, "You stole from me." So Mazech Zeh Ben Emustalik, you put it down, you walk away. And it's their problem. The Rebbe Tarfon, Rebbe Kiva Oimer, Ein zu darach moitzi midei avera. This is not extricating yourself from sin. Ad sheyishalem l'chol echad v'echad, until you pay up to each and every one. So we have two cases. One is a case of marriage. One is a case of stealing. Now, in the marriage case, you didn't do anything wrong. You married. Nothing wrong with doing kedushin. In the stealing case, you did something wrong. Rebbe Tarfon says, "You do what you got to do. You can't make everyone happy." Rabbi Kiva says, "You got to cover all your bases." The Gemara points out that the two cases in the Mishnah are not really consistent because each case has two possible ways of saying the case. In case A, it could be you did Kedushin, Kesef, to one of five people, or you could have done Bia to one of five people. So the Mishnah says, Kidesh Katani, Bo'al Loi Katani. It says you married. It didn't say you had relations. If you would have had relations, that would have been inappropriate to be boyel, be inappropriate to mekadesh bebia. Gazal katani, it says you stole where you did something wrong. Lakach le katani, it doesn't say that I bought something from one of five people. I don't know who I have to pay. I didn't do anything wrong. I purchased this item from one of five people. I don't know who it was. So it's like the first case you didn't do anything wrong, the second case you did something wrong. And we're going to see, well, the Mishnah is not going like anybody, because there are some opinions that they only argue, meaning the cases that would be most parallel are Gezela and Bia, where you did something wrong in both cases. You stole or your Mekadesh Bebia. Or parallel would be Kidesh, where you did Kedushin, and Lakach, you bought. But the fact the two cases of the Mishnah are not consistent. Now we're going to see. Some Tanoim hold that Rabbi Akiva and Rav Tarfon only argue when you did something wrong. Only then Rabbi Akiva says you have to cover all your bases. But Kideish or Lakach, everybody would agree you don't have to cover all your bases. And some say they only argue if you didn't do anything wrong. Then Rav Tarfon says you don't have to cover your bases. But if you did something wrong, everyone agree you have to cover your bases. So basically the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to point out, goes like nobody. Says the Gemara, Mani Mas Nisin, who's the Mishnah like Loi Tana Kam Loi Shimon Ben Elazar? Not like the Tana Kam, not like Rav Shimon Elazar, the Tana we learned in Braisa, Rav Shimon Elazar Oimer. Now, mind you, there's a Tana Kama in the Braisa that we don't know what he holds, but Rav Shimon Elazar says, Loi Nechleku Rabbi Tarfon v'Rabbi Akiva. Rav Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva don't argue. Al Shekideh She'achaz Mechamesh Nashim, if you didn't do anything wrong. Well, you did Kedushin, any of the days is a Kiddush. So in that case, everyone agrees, Sheminiach Ksuba B'nei Mustalik, you could just put the Ksuba down and walk away. Ama Nechleku, what do they argue about? Al Shabal, if you did Bia. Rav Tarfon Ovir Maniach Ksuba B'nei Mustalik. Tarfon says, even then you could do your part and walk away. Rav Kiva Amir says, no, when you do something wrong, Ad She'yishalim L'chol Achas V'Achas. So they, according to Rav Shimon Elazar, they only argue when you did Bia. So already, clearly the Mishnah is not like Rav Shimon Elazar, because he says if you did Kiddushin, everyone would agree, you could just put it down. And he adds, they don't argue if you just bought something. Everyone agrees, you could just walk away. When do they argue? When you stole, like our Mishnah, Shagaza Mechamisha, Shamar of Tarfon, Maniach Zel Benim, Rav Tarfon would say, you could put it down, like he says in the Mishnah, Mustalik, Rabbi Kiva, Amr Achi Shalim Gezela, Rabbi Lechalecha Ve'echad, until you pay up everyone. So, Rav Shimon Elazar says they only argue by Baal and Gazal. Now, the Gazal is consistent with the Mishnah, but the Baal is not consistent with the Mishnah because he says, when you did Bia, they argue. But if you would have been Mekadesh, everyone would say you could just put it down. So the Mishnah is not like Shimon Elazar. And now the Gemara is Medayik, Midr Kamer of Shimon Elazar, Bekidesh, Velokach, Loi Pligi, from the fact that Shimon Elazar says by marriage and taking, they don't argue. McLeod the Tanakama Sarah Pligi. That means the Tanakama hold. They dafka argue when you didn't do anything wrong. But if you did something wrong, everyone agree, you have to cover your bases. But the Mishnah is not like anybody. The Mishnah that says they argue by Gezela and by Kidesh, well, according to Rav Shimon Elazar, they only argue by Gazal and Baal. And according to the Tanakama, they only argue by Lakach and Kideish. So it's not like anybody. Says the Gemara. No, it is. You know who the Mishnah is like? Right? Eat Tanakama. If it's a Tanakama, listen to Kideish v'lakach. Then it should say, where you did Kedushin, or you bought, not you stole. Eat Shimon Elazar, listen to Baal. It should say you did Bia v'gazal. Says the Gemara, Lord of Shimon Elazar, Rulus to Shimon Elazar. Umay Kideish. You know what Kideish means? Kideish Babia. Bia is a type of Kedushin. I'm saying you all know that. It could be Mekadesh Babia. You know, even though when you see Kideish, you don't think that way. You think you did Kedushin or an authorized way. But it means parallel to Gezela, where you did Kedushin in an unauthorized way. Now, here's the question. Why do we have to have two cases where the person did something wrong and we have the exact same machlokes, Kideish Babia and Gazal? Why do we have to talk about both of these cases? Now, just to point out, Kideish Babia is an act which is unauthorized rabbinically, and Gezela is a biblically unauthorized act. So the Gemara says, Tana Kideish Lediacha Koicha de Rabbi Akiva. It taught the case of Kideish to teach me the Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva. That what? That even though you violated a rabbinic prohibition, the afagav the isur drabanan of it, even though you only violated the drabanan. Kanis, we knas you that you have to cover your bases. So it taught the rabbinic case, the case of Kiddush Bebia, to teach me the Chiddush and Rabbi Akiva, that even then you have to cover your bases. Tana Gazal, it taught Gazal, the Achad Kachadur of Tarfain, the afagav the isur dairaisa, of it like Kanis, that even though you violated a biblical prohibition, we don't knas you. Ready? Home stretch. I mean, is it a home stretch? Test. Here we go. After today, we have another 4 weeks of the Masechta Yevamos. This Mishnah discusses the following principle. That basically, we know that a woman's belief to say her husband died, even though they left and she was married, so she was b'cheskas eishes ish, we believe her to be oikar, that presumptive status. But in general, we don't believe a woman, but we believe her if she's not changing her chazaka. But we do not believe her to alter her chazaka. That's the principle of the next Mishnah. Ha'isha shahalcha hi ubalam dinasam. A woman and her husband, they went to overseas. Ubina imahim. And they went with their son. So they went with their son. She went in a presumptive status that should her husband die, she would not be zakuk for ibam. Ubasfa Amra, she came back and she said, by the way, Meis Bali, my husband died. V'akach Meis Bini, and then my son died. I'm not Zakuk for Yibam. Because my husband died, we had a son. Nemanah, she's believed. Because when she left with the Chazaka that if her husband would die, she wouldn't be Zakuk for Yibam. So she's not trying to be Oikar Chazaka, so we could believe her that that's the story, that first her husband died and then the kid died. Meis bini v'achar kach meis ba. Let's see. Well, actually, first my son died, then my husband died, and I'm zakuk for yibum, and I'm now to marry l'shuk. I want to be miyabim. I want the yavim to be miyabim me. Now a woman is not believed to allow herself to fall to the yavim. In an amenas, she's not believed. She can't live with the yavim. She can't live with the yavim. She's not believed to say the kid died, then her husband died. However, we have to be chut. Why is she not believed? Because maybe she loves the yavam. She loves the yavam. Her husband didn't know how to drink. The yavam knows how to drink. And she likes a guy who knows how to drink. So she loves the yavam. And we can't believe her that her, the son died and then the husband died. However, we can't just let her marry Lashuk. Maybe we don't believe her. Maybe she loved the Yavam. But we also have to be choshesh that Taka, her son died and then her husband died. And therefore she has to get chalit. Let's say she left childless. So she left b'cheskas yibam. And she said, by the way, when I was in Hawaii, Niten li ben, the Medina's Hayam, I got a son. But let me tell you the story. Basically, she left childless. So she left with a presumptive status that if her husband would die, she would fall to Yibam. She said, by the way, when I was in Hawaii, I had a kid and he died. And then my husband died. She's believed to do Yibam because she's not changing her status. Meis Bali, let's say she says, my husband died. V'yachar kach meis bini. So she left childless. She said, by the way, I had a kid. But let me tell you the story. My husband died and then my son died. In an amenas. She's not believed because she left with a status that she's zakuk li'ibam. So maybe the reason she left with the status that she's zakuk li'ibam. So she says, my husband died, And then my son died. In an MS, we can't believe her. Because she wants to ruin the Yibum, we say, no, we can't let her, we don't believe you. Why don't we believe you? Because you left Zakuk Liyibam, and you're not Neman to mess that up, because maybe you hate the Yavam. You don't like his glasses. However, still, we can't let her do Yibam. Let's say a woman left without a kid and without a yavam. Nitin li yavam din sam. By the way, my husband got a brother when we were Medina Sayam. But let me tell you the story. Amra meis bali v'achar keis meis yavami, or yavami v'achar meis bali. Now, man, she's believed. Basically, she says, either my husband died and then the Yavam died, or vice versa. Bottom line is, there's nobody for me to do Yibam to. She left without. She left in a status that she would not be Zakuk Liyibam. And she says, irrespective of the fact that a Yavam was born in the interim, he's no longer around. She's believed. Next story. She went on a family vacation. Those are the most dangerous. Never go on vacation with extended family. No, that's not a halachic principle, but it doesn't end well in this particular case. Halcha hi ubala v'yavama l'medina siyam. She went on a road trip. Her husband, and the yavam. Her husband, and the yavama, they went l'medina siyam. So she left with presumptive status, she would fall Yibam. Amra, she said, Meis Bali, my husband died. Ve'ach gach Yivami, or Yivami ach Bali, ain't an emenes. She'ain o yish an emenes, loymar Meis Yivami. A woman is not believed to say, my Yavam died, shatinase, that she should be able to get married. Again, if she had a presumptive status that she was not Zakuk Liyibam, she could say the Yavam died. It's only where, if there was a presumptive status that she would be Zakuk Liyibam, she can say the Yavam died. V'loy meisa achoisa shatikanes lebeisai. A woman also cannot say to a man, you know, a woman cannot say to her brother-in-law, to the man married to her sister, by the way, my sister died, I want to marry you. She's not believed to say her sister died to be able to marry her sister's husband. A man is not believed to say, by the way, Bezdin, you know, my brother died, I need to do Yibam to his wife. No, maybe he has something going with her. V'loy meisa ishtai, a man's not believed to say his wife died to be able to marry his wife's sister. Now, we know there's a halacha that you could appoint a shliach to accept something for you, even if that something would normally be to your detriment. Right? We know that ein chavin la'adam ela b'fana, but I could say, look, I want you to acquire something for me, even if that something seems to be as a detriment. However, something that's to my merit, then I don't even have to appoint you as a shliach. You could accept something on my behalf that's to my merit, even if I didn't appoint you, because zochin la'adam shalai b'fanav. You could be zochin something for me if I'm not there and I never gave you permission. Normally, somebody cannot receive a get for a woman unless the woman appointed that person. Because normally a get is considered to a woman's detriment. She loses her husband, she loses her support. But there may be some cases where a get is to her merit. Boy mine Rava me Rav Nachman. Rava asks from Rav Nachman, Hamazake get le ishtai. Can somebody be zoiche in a get for his wife, b'makom yavam? where there's a yavam. Let's say a guy is about to die, and he wants to save his wife from falling to the yavam, so he gives the get to somebody to be zoiche in the get for his wife. And do we say, well, you know, since he's about to die, he's trying to save her from falling to the yavam? So amazaka get lishta b'makom yavamahu. Do we say, kiven the sanyele zechusulei? She probably hates the yavam. Why would she want to be tied down to the yavam? So it's a merit for her. V'zachel adam shloi b'fanav. Or do we say, look, there's a remote possibility that the yavam's a good guy and she'll like him? Since sometimes she'll like him, it's to her detriment. We cannot cause someone harm if they're not present. So the Gemara brings a raya from our Mishnah. Typically, if a woman says, you know, she left. Her, a woman, left with her husband, Medina Sayyam, with a son, and she said, look, my husband, that means she's Bechez Kas, not Zakuk for Yibam. And she says, my husband died, and then my son died. She's believed. Because she was Bechez Kas, not Zakuk Yibam. But if she says, my son died, and then my husband died, she's not believed. Why is she not believed? She was Becheskas, not Zakuk Liyibam. And now she wants to say she's Zakuk Liyibam. We don't believe her because maybe she loves the Yavam. But we do suspect that she's lying. I mean, she's in a case where she left with her son. So she's becheskas not zakuk liibam, and she says her son died first, and then her husband. She's not believed. Presumably, we can't allow her to do yibam, but we have to be suspicious that she's still zakuk, so she needs chalitza. So that's one case of choshesh and ledvareha. If she said she was Becheskas Zakuk Liibam, and she says, I had a son, and my son died, and then my husband died. So she started off Zakuk Liibam, and now she says she's Zakuk Liibam, she's believed. But if she says, my husband died, and then my son died, so I'm not Zakuk Liibam, so basically, she left without a son. And she says, I had a son, Medina Sayyam. My son died. My husband died, and then my son died. So she left the Becheskas Yibam. She's not believed to say her husband died, and then the son died. However, we do suspect that maybe she's telling the truth. In a case of her husband died, and then her son died, and she's not Zakuk Liibam, so we suspect what she's saying is correct. So the Gemara says, we learned v'choshishin ledvareh v'choletzes v'loy misya bemes, that we have to be suspicious both ways. We suspect maybe she loves the Yavam, or maybe she hates the Yavam. So likewise, we can't be sure for certain, either way, whether she loves the Yavam or hates the Yavam, it could be she loves the Yavam, and therefore the get is a chayv. So now the Gemara asks about a different case. What if the husband and wife are fighting? So then you would think, perhaps, that it's a zuchus for the woman to be divorced. After all, they're at each other's throats all day long. Amar le Ravina le Rava, mazaka get le ishta b'makom katata son, who's mazaka get for his wife where they're fighting. Mahu, do we say, kiven the isla katata, since they're fighting Bahadei Zuchasula, it's a merit for her. Or maybe Nicha the Gufa Adifla, the pleasantness that she has a body. She has a husband that's good for her. So even though they're fighting, nevertheless, she still prefers to be married. Meaning that this is the age-old question. You know, oh, it's a good thing they got divorced, so they shouldn't be stuck in a bad marriage. What's better? To be divorced or stuck in a bad marriage? And even though we'll turn off the camera for a minute. Even though all modern psychologists talk about how dangerous a bad marriage is, I grew up by Rabbi Avigdor Miller that we never break it. It's dramatically more beneficial to be in a marriage where the husband and wife are fighting than not to be married. And that's what the Gemara says very clearly, and the Gemara cannot say it in more uncertain terms. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, Tashma da Amar Reish Lakish, Tav Lameisav Tan Du Melameisav Armlu. Better to be with two bodies than to be on your own. Aye, they're fighting and they're arguing and they're quarreling and they're screaming and they're yelling. Yeah, but they're married. Abai Omar, Dishum Shemana Gavra Korse Becharasa Ramallah. Even if the husband is a short like an ant, in French we say a pusillanimous pipsqueak, the guy is like a little midget. She could sit among all the hackers. She could sit with the rest of the viber and shoot the breeze, because at the end of the day she's married. So she could go to a wedding. She could go sit in the bungalow colony in that circle where they sit around and talk nonsense. And she's like everybody else. Why? Because she's married. The guy is mamish shlemazel shlemi Allah yitzlach. Doesn't matter. She's married. Rav Papa Amar, dinafza gavra tikri besife bava. Even if the guy spins wool, basically the guy, you know, he sells dead insects. You know, that's the he has a bad job. She'll call him and say, Yankel, sit with me in the front porch so that everybody could see that how happily married we are. It's mamish a bezoya and a bushus what the guy does for a living. No, she's miskabed that she has a husband. Ravashi Amar, dekulsa gavra. Even if the guy has bad lineage, loiboy tlavchi lekidra, she doesn't bother him. She doesn't send him on useless errands. She respects him. Why? Because she's married. Now, this does not have a happy ending, by the way. Even though a woman prefers to be married to a lo yitzlach than to be on her own, but the primary motivation for her to remain married is so that she could go around being mezana, and when she has a kid, she has a husband to be toilet on. Everyone says, who does this kid look like? She said, oh, she looks like my husband's great uncle. Well, where he died a long time ago. That's because it's not from the husband's, from a different guy. But Tana v'chulin mezana esetaz v'alein. The reason why they stay in the bad marriage is it's convenient for them to have a husband to blame their pregnancies on. But that's why they stay, to be promiscuous.
The uncle there asks, why do four different things? It says here that it's from the Arts Pro, that because there's four deficiencies that a woman may find in her husband, and each one is bringing down a different deficiency that a woman may find in her husband. One may be, the first one is that they may not have bonded emotionally. The second one.
So the first one, they're fighting, right? They're fighting, but still, right, okay.
The second one is his physique. The third one is his profession, and the last one is his lineage. Those are the four things that a woman can find problems in their husband.
And ironically, the parak ends off after this very peaceful situation. Hadron Allah Ha'isha Shalom. So. Okay. So that's the end of the 15th parak of Yevamos, and we have four blat to go. Be'ezos Hashem. We should have coming up one of the most fascinating sugyas in Shas, yeah, all the way at the end, of Mayim Shein Lohem Soif, which is really a tremendous, very geshmaka sugya. And Be'ez Hashem, look forward. Baruch Vatzlacha, Kol Tov, everyone. Have a good night.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.